Following the stories I've told about the Arakan campaign, on the 17th of January 1943, we were at a place called Thong Dora, B Company. And the battalion had been instructed to attack the features beyond Ratidong, I beg your pardon, correction, beyond Thong Dora, leading to Ratidong. Now this was a densely wooded area, hill tracks, and the plan was C Company and A Company would go in as advanced companies, B Company would be in reserve, and the battalion would follow up. We crossed the Chong after a small bombardment of 2x2 Lenins. C Company met stiff opposition, and so did A Company. So it was decided for B Company to advance through them and take up the attack against the Japanese. We crossed the Chong, and I had no platoon officer, so I was acting as platoon officer with Sergeant Southworth, my platoon sergeant, and Billy Dalton, the fusilier, as my platoon runner. His position was in advance of me. We went through this scrub land, which was like densely wooded scrub, and he was perhaps 50 yards in front of me. We just turned this corner, coming out of his cover, as it were. He was going along this track towards this area, perhaps of a covered area again, perhaps 100 yards in front of him, when suddenly we saw this, we actually heard this machine gun open up, and I literally saw the bullets dancing along the ground coming toward Billy Dalton. They were in front of me, of course, and of course one struck him, it must have struck him, and down he went. So without thinking, you don't think about these things at this time, you just do it. I dashed out and grabbed him and pulled him in. What had happened is a bullet had struck him well up in the right, close up in his right groin, and I think he was actually bleeding to death, I think, because I pulled his pants down. When I looked, there was a gaping hole in the top of his groin, and his eyes were kept rolling back of his head. So I got it. We had what they call a field dressing on part of your uniform. It's a big wadding, if you will, padding. So I pulled this out, stuffed this into this wound. I don't know nothing about medical thing, but I just did that. And then called up for the medics. And Percy Eli was our sergeant in charge of all the medical stuff. Come running up, looked at this, and he got a big swat out and filled it with Vaseline and bummed that in this big wound. And then, of course, we shoved him back. From then on, of course, we went into this battle. And a battle of nothing. We advanced and reached stalemate, as it were, because we laid up for that night till we decided what to do the following morning. As a matter of fact, we were pinned down for at least 4 days before we moved again. That's the story about Billy Dalton and his wounded leg. Story over.